What's good, everybody? It's your braidologist here on Braiding is My Business podcast. And today we're going to be talking about braids on the demand here in 2024. Are you ready? If you're ready, don't go nowhere, because when we come right back, we will be getting into the thrill of idea of why braids are going to be on the rise in 2024. Stay right there. You don't want to miss it. Welcome back, everybody, to Braiding is My Business. Now, like promised, I was going to tell you all about the up and rising styles of 2024. Now, not yet that we have seen anything actually on the projection, but based on 2023 protective styles such as knotless braids and box braids or rope twists that have been actually taking its course over the end of the summer on through the end of 2023, we've seen traditional styles trend further than more years in the past. For example, braided updos like the Fulani long braided down with the baby hairs. Yes, that has been a high rise trend as well, but that has also efficiently went into people getting the lemonade braids. So lemonade braids, of course, we went through the segment of Beyonce and the Beehive, and honestly how long the braids were and the color, and people just wanted to mimic the style in itself. Okay, they wanted the style, whether it was a regular natural color, blonde, blue, red, whatever color, they just had to get those lemonade braids in. And you know, lemonade can be very, very, very tasty. All right, so coming in at the next style, we have the box braids. Okay, not only the box braids are traditional, we have altercated. Yeah, we argued about it. We said some things back and forth. The prices, the length, the size of the actual braid. Is the braid wobbly? Is the braid neat? Are the braids tucked? Listen, can I get my blonde hair transition all the way into black without any of the blonde showing? Yes, the box braids have been the traditional uprising upcoming for the year 2023. Reasons is because people have perfected that technique, okay? From warm tones to cooler tones, it went from summer to fall, and now we're back in with a new season of winter, and we're trying to see where this is going. Are we going to get cold on the braid seasoning, or are we going to spice it up more and go right into the summertime with banging styles like the Jada Weta braids or the warm tone box braids with the French curls at the bottom? Because now, as you see, the Barbie curl hair is really, really taking its toll. I mean, people are like, hey, if I can go ahead and utilize this synthetic hair, which is less expensive, and utilize it and tie the ends and let the ends be curlier, I can manage that with the brush. I can keep up with that with some oil sheen. I can wear that in a certain size for a different amount of time, because likewise, I'm gonna be transparent with you all. The braid boxes have to be a particular size, and also the hair that is added in as extension have to meet the ratio in order to cover up most of the scalp radius. Okay, we don't want to be seeing too much scalp, but then we don't want it to be too heavy on the head neither, and we don't want to cover up one's face, especially if she got a cute diamond face, you know what I'm saying? Well, with that being said, there are different variations. Okay, so as we continue on, we have tribulated all the way through, and we have been through ups and downs as whether the knotless box braids are better than the traditional, or do people even know how to do the traditional braids? Okay, so now we're manifesting that the prices will change, or maybe the size of the prices matter now, because honestly, at first it was, hey, it's the length of the braids that matter. Now, if you're with me, you with me. If you know, you know, because what was happening last year was the braids were actually supposed to be at mid-back length, shoulder length, mid-back length. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too long. But manufacturers have made the braids in different lengths. We're talking about 42 inches. Wait. Let me go back. 36 inches, 42 inches, 48 inches, 52 inches, 56 inches. And then we got the ultimate 84 inches. So with that being said, transparency again, I come from an era where, hey, we can cut the regular 52 inch in half. Okay, boom. And now we have two equal amounts that can be stretched evenly and braided to the mid-back at its best, okay, without even adding in hair. That is just the transparency I'm gonna put out there for y'all, okay? As a braidologist, I come from the era, okay? We weren't going into, I gotta keep adding in pieces, you know, I gotta make sure it's tucked, you know, the things just came naturally to the braiders from the 80s and the 90s, okay? They actually utilized their technique and kept it the same. So now what we have is people from overseas, like I said earlier in my TikTok video, on the Entertainment of Braids, you all go check out that page. With that being said, it's a lot of the African people, you know, from Chad, Tobago, Ghana, you know, just they're Dominican, they're different races than just African American women here in the United States, where as far as everything popularity gained has been innovated already from another place or another race. Now here we are sitting here by far having to be educated on something in order to get a career behind it. But now that braids have been in the demand, whether the price is $1,000 for the same medium sized box braids that are mid back or butt length, you feel me? This has been a library of enthusiasm from different braiders, different braid receivers. I'm gonna call those the Brady Bunch, because with that being said, all of us in the market, we're either shopping or we're servicing, okay? We're shopping for it or we're servicing it, okay? So are you a buyer or are you a seller when it comes to this projected thing? To be a witness of it, it's significantly the growth that has been showing us that we can actually prove ourselves. We don't really have to have the high prices, okay? Going anywhere from $47 to $97 is still a good pocket window, because like I said in the other part one of this series here on the season of Braiding is My Business, the deposit does matter, but then it doesn't, okay? We are counting on the braider to be there, but the braider is going to be there. They want the money. They want the job. Okay. So projecting, does the Brady want to attend? Does the Brady have something that's coming up? Okay. So here now let's go back into the styles again. So we got the peekaboo braids. Okay. So let's talk about that. How significant was that to show up in the trends and then just pop back out? Because it was peekaboo. It's like sometimes people will inquire that they want to get their hair done. And then, for example, oh, I'll pay my deposit on this day. Is it the last? What's the earliest or the latest I can do it? They'll ask questions around actually doing what your policy requires. And that's the reason why braids will still be in demand, because there's other people willing to take that chair. There's other people in the same local areas that are willing to take the chair. Okay. They want to see what you about when it comes to the ones and the twos. Like, what are you actually working with? Okay. All right, ladies. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and flash out of here real quick, and we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Come right back, because when we come back, I'm going to give y'all some tips on the styles that should be really pushed in 2024. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. Welcome back everyone to Braiding is My Business. All right, so like promised, you know, the tips that I'm going to give y'all for the styles that should be in demand. And once again, I want you all to be sure that you pick something to master, okay? Even if it's one to two styles, pick something to master, because what you're trying to do is be on a financial scope of making a certain amount, you know, making a certain amount of money. Okay. So what you want to do is make sure that you're perfecting something out of this list. Okay. Forgive me if I don't get everything. This is just some popularity things that I was seeing trending throughout 2023. And honestly, let's get into it. Y'all ready? If you're ready, say you're ready. All right. So based on the trends and forecast of the 2024, we'll say, because we're trying to see what is going to be the outcome by December 23. Okay, so the following list that I have for you includes styles that are expected to be popular this year in 2024. Okay, so trending from 2023, we do have some of this stuff in list. So if something comes up, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, that's something I do. Keep in mind, we want you to put that into a filter and make sure that you collaborate what, calibrate what actually is the outcome of the styles or the services that you have. And remember, keep in mind the price, but you don't have to do that right now. Just listen to the stocks, okay? All right, so we got the geometric braiding patterns. And honestly, those are just the creative, unique braiding patterns arranged in geometric shapes, such as triangles and diamonds. And now, of course, not to be geometric, but to be loving, to be more artistic. We're looking at zigzag parts. We're looking at the back and forth. We're looking at the crisscrosses. And of course, we're about to head into the Valentine's Day season. Of course, all pagans say you're welcome. The heart braids. Okay, so we are doing the hearts with the double strand twist. We are doing the stitch braid hearts. So not only is it just geometric, but it does break into it being something that is also art, okay? You have to take more time. And honestly, if those types of braids, starting off with the four stitch braids, don't turn into stitch braids for the love, okay? Where you're putting a heart in the front and then you're crisscrossing it. Hey, I see some love intertwined there. Do y'all? All right, I ain't gonna joke around too much, but let's get back into it. So we got the box braids, okay? The traditional box braids are one, but we're gonna sub that out and say the bob box braids, okay? Because that is trending. And the reason why it is trending is because ladies do not want all that lint, okay? They gotta have some butt wiping room, some, you know, let me go to the gym without having to do all this fighting and tugging with hair. Let me have something easier to wrap up at night. And then of course, they're utilizing the human hair and they're braiding that in with the Kinecalon and making it shorter, but actually extending the human hair. So that's just a stylish and versatile way the braids can be gained for popularity, okay? It is popular. Trust me. Go on Instagram and type in Bob Box Braids right now and see what comes up. You're going to see color. You're going to see different style curl patterns. And yeah, it is what it is. Now, one thing I have to say as we get into the third part of this list, the peekaboo braids. We don't really see the peekaboo with the bob box braids. So that's why I'm saying, are y'all taking notes? Keep this gem bag open because listen, the peekaboo braids are playful. They're trendy. They're stylish. You know, you can mix in the confetti colors with that style. You can put in some confetti color extensions on the hair. You can get someone to, I'm not going to tell y'all all the tricks and tips, but I'm going to leave y'all the gem of the January 2024. Listen here and listen to me well. Get you a bundle of deep wave. Maybe the curl pattern you want. I'm not sure if you want French curl or you want the jazz wave or whatever, Jerry curl. But it needs to be 613, Bookie. If it's not 613, what are you doing? Because we're talking about color here. Now, if you go to my Braidologist page, I have posted a real, and honestly, it's basically saying, you know, don't knock it till you try it. Put your gloves on, put your goggles on, put your mask on, and do what you have to do. Go ahead and check out my reel on the color where you see me coloring the locks there. And what I was saying was, you know, you don't have to be the best at coloring, but give some color because this year it's about attraction and people are attracted to what's attractive. Okay. Like color for one, it doesn't have to be everything dark, but a lot of people don't like a lot of color and it doesn't really tend to fit them well. Okay. Their personality. And of course, when it comes to braids, braids are personal. Okay, it gets personal. But a lot of people like the copycat because they're copying somebody else's personals, okay? I'm just being honest and trying to keep it well open for y'all to take in everything that I'm saying here. If it's triggering, I'm sorry to bother you, but listen, we're incorporating what we're talking about, the small peekaboo braids, okay? Or maybe it could be medium size. I haven't really seen the large peekaboo thing going on because those you can't hide too well, but the small ones you can, okay? Yeah, it's just basically a visible color throughout the hair of the majority of the color, okay? So that's something that's giving you the highlight. That's what I'm going to call it because where I come from, we call it highlights, okay? But these are actually the hidden ones. So get you a bundle of that 613. Go in with you some color and mix it up. Do you some zebra stripes or do you something that's gonna give you volume with the color that you're doing, okay? Because every color is not just custom how you want to create it. So put you some hearts in it. Put you some, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, but you don't know until it comes out how you're trying to do it. So put your mind to it and just do it. Now, rocking in at number four on this list, we got the butterfly locks. Now, oh, when I was in Sweet Old Dallas, Texas, matter of fact, Plano, I was coming up with the butterfly braid, and I remember writing this down in 2013, 2014. I believe it was January 2014, and I was just sitting there lonesome by myself for a minute. It was snowing, and I was just thinking of butterflies, and I was just like, you know, what about a butterfly braid? How would that look? And the way I came out with it, no one has still done the style yet. So, with that being said, I believe that in the other culture, it has been created because when you go to hair art shows or seeing art shows, it's something of that court, okay? But it's not what we're doing now with the braiding a bulk of braid and then stretching out just a little bit to make it kind of flare up and look like it's a softer look than just being tightly tugged and pulled and, you know, braided down into ascension, okay? Now, with that being said, the butterfly locks is basically a distinctive and textured braid, okay? It resembles the butterfly, likewise, the wings. Of course, we love the butterfly for the wings, okay? So, providing a unique and eye-catching look as well, this is the style that you want to go for. Now, you can add color to this. A lot of the kid styles are the butterfly locks, a lot of the more teenager styles, but then of course you have adults that wear it as well. Okay, so don't knock it till you try it. If you haven't tried it, maybe this not might be for you, but for the people who do the faux locks and they're locticians, this may be a style that they always perfected or still willing to look for different ways to try different things. Okay, when it comes to that particular style, so amp it up, go for it, show your artistic side this year in 2024. Okay. The next one is going to be the goddess boho braids. Now, people are now naming them gypsy boho braids. Now, where does gypsy come from? Now, if we pull up a gypsy right now, what does a gypsy girl look like? How we talking about how this hairstyle looks? I mean, where is y'all getting these names from? Now, I'm not trying to step on no one's toes out here in the market, but listen, when I'm shopping, baby, listen. Boho braids, where does that come from? Okay, are y'all talking about the strands when you tie the knots and just, you know, I don't understand. Y'all, somebody's really gonna have to break down the Urban Dictionary when it comes to the braids and why are y'all adding in names instead of just keeping it traditional. And then one thing for me, just being on a transparent level once again, I believe that a lot of you all are just making up the names to catch a trend and say, listen, this is new in my city. This is what we doing out here. This is what we doing out here. So then people go and look for other places because they bored where they at. And boredom strikes, you already know what it's gonna do. It's gonna uplift more communication or eyes onto something that is not what's known. Okay. So people are attracted to the attracted. I don't know how to explain that to you, but the intricate braided styles that are inspired by the goddesses and the bohemian aesthetics, I believe that's where this comes from. Often incorporating the hair beads, okay, the thick hair beads, the jumbo hair beads, the wooden beads. People are not really putting the wooden beads on the boho braids because it's just not something that they're doing, but they are doing it with the hair, okay? So that's why I'm just like, you know, they're changing it and transforming it into something that actually is not what it is, and they're naming another name. So people are getting confused. But hey, if your braider or your local braider or somebody that you travel to does the style and they name it that and you love it, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Hey. It is what it is. Now, of course, I mentioned the box braids earlier, and then I went into the bob box braids. But now we know that according to 2020, 2021, 2022, the knotless box braids took a deep dive down the rabbit hole. Okay. Box braids were the number one trending thing, especially the knotless ones. A lot of people like the style because it's very lightweight. You don't have to really have the tightness around your scalp as much. You can automatically put your hair up into different styles. The braids are flippable, which means that they can go from left side of the head to the right side of the head with no tension. They're very tension free. You can put colors in it. And of course, you can add the boho, what we were talking about earlier, the aesthetic of the bohemian hair curl into there, okay? And it's still looking lightweight and it feels lightweight, okay? So this is the feather of the braids, okay? The lightest thing on the knot, all right? But anyway, the braid style that gained popularity was this one, and it is expected to remain the trend in 2024. So if you are still perfecting your knotless braids or wanting to know how to pick perfect style, start small and stay small and stay consistent. That's the best advice I can give you. Stay consistent on your parts and stay consistent on your size. Do not try to add more hair in just because the person's hair is thicker. Their hair is thicker because it looks thicker. And honestly, when you pull and pinch it down, it will basically tighten down into where you want to be it. Manipulation. But anyway, the Jada Weta braids, y'all. Listen, Jada Chavez, okay, she's known for her neat and stylish appearance, and honestly, this was popularized by social media. She's a social media influencer, and of course she wore her braids. So if y'all are into that specific style, go check out Jada Weta. Type in hashtag Jada Weta and you will see exactly what that style looks like, okay? In fact, I might as well go ahead and post her on my stories, and maybe I can get her to come on and talk about what influenced her about the style and just get a new thing for my audience to grab. But it's not, the style is just not for everybody, okay? But with that being said, we got the warm tone box braids. Now, the warm tone box braids are basically what we call the ombre. Okay, you got the, it starts off a color and it vibes down into a different color, usually a highlighted brown or a gold, a blend of golds, a blend of maybe some reds in there. We want to keep this really on the earth tone level because it looks good like that, okay? These are warmer colors, and honestly, it goes from the summertime to the fall season and maybe down into the winter. So right now, we're not really seeing a lot of the bohemian boho style where they're adding in the ombre effect, but it is basically a challenge to do that, especially the three color tone. So a lot of people like to keep it with two. A lot of people can do three, and I never see no one do four and five. So hey, it depends on what you know how to do with the Kinecalon hair. Now, more power to you if you strong like that. If you know how to tuck like that, you are good like that. So we cool like that, right? All right, the French curl braids. And that's what I said I loved about this, because when I was coming up in my early days of college, I was actually trying to find a different style to wear, because I was coming out of high school wearing a lot of the rope twists where we were using the Kinecalon Marley hair, and it was giving me like, I need to mellow it down and become more into my feminine era, not some more of the, you know, Bay Area stuff, you know, shout out to Cali. But listen, the French curl at the bottom was just the thing. It gave you that little swivel look, you know, and it was actually some shoulder length, you know, and it was just something that it was just on the soft side. You know, hey, I'm a college girl, or I work in an office, or I'm a bank teller, or I'm a teacher, I'm a librarian. This was a person that wears glasses like myself would love this style. You know, the box braids don't have to be too small because the curl fits. Now, the long length, yeah, where they have the curl, it's very long, like maybe 30, 40 inches long, and then you got the French curl at the bottom. Then you have the ones that are shoulder length. Those are banging, okay? Like I mentioned earlier, the box braid style with the French curl, that's one of the curl patterns that are just my favorite, okay? And don't forget to mention, you can also intertwine in the French curl braids, okay? But you want to do some micros and then do the crochets in the back. That's just my tip of the tea for y'all on this list, okay? Don't forget I told you so. But you got the Fulani braids, okay? The African tradition, okay, was basically given something different, characterized by their Arctic side, and it gave some unique patterns and some braiding techniques as well. And then, of course, it could be adorned with beads and other accessories. So a lot of people are now putting in where you can flip them, go from the triangle side to basically the V parts or whatever, you know, where it's like basically a V part and it's going straight back, but it's in a V angle. Now, with that being said, this is a diverse list for you all. And basically in 2024, braids will be evolving and evolving more. But basically, like I mentioned to you earlier, please try and stick to catering to one style. Cook it, cook it, cook it. You know, don't burn it up. Okay, don't get burnt out. But cook, you know, and get the essence. Let your aroma get out there with your foods, because people love the good stuff. They want to try it out. They're like, oh, let me taste that, you know. So accentuate and simulate what you are doing out here in 2024, okay? We are in January, and honestly, there's more to come with this braids, and pairing you up with the right clients is basically by what you're doing with your braid styles. Now, if y'all heard it first, y'all heard it first right here on Braiding Is My Business, because listen up, braiders, 2024 is your year. It's your year to take on what you really want to do. If you want to braid for the next 10 years, 15 years, so be it. But honestly, there's more to come, and you're going to hear about it right here on this podcast platform. I would love for you to come and join if you have anything to say about what you're going to be working on, anything that you want to perfect. You can keep it anonymous, or you can let yourself be known if you're giving out any, you know, sales, discounts, what you require. Let's come on and have a talk. And of course, my platform on A Braidologist via Instagram is always open. Once I go live, you go live, okay? I don't really like the people in the comments saying what they're saying. I'm not saying it like that. I don't like the people in the comments saying what they're saying and they can't get on the screen and talk. I would prefer you to get on the screen and talk. That's what I'm saying. Let me clarify that. Don't try to gas me up now, okay? But anyway, y'all heard it right here first on Braiding Is My Business from me, your host of the show. I will be here for this season and the next to come on Braiding Is My Business, okay? Talk to y'all later. Thank you for tuning in to Braiding Is My Business. If you're passionate about braiding, be sure to follow my Instagram page at A Braidologist for the latest braid news and trends. You can also join the Braid Talk on our TikTok page at Entertainment of Braids. Stay connected and keep braiding.